Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Pachyuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to third. Hassey moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Hassey moves to third. Castillo moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey tags and scores. Castillo tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cruz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-1 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Franco catches it and throws to first to double up Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-1 in the game. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stegman. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. There goes Tabler trying to get to home. Patchy Orrick throws to Fisk who tags Tabler for the out. Jacoby moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Castillo scores. Nixon moves to third. Butler moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Butler scores. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to third. Tabler moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco scores. Tabler moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to third. Law moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Law moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Luzinski moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires pinch hits for Vance Law. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Rudy Law pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.